आई नेवर वॉन्टेड टू बिल्ड अ स्टार्टअप, सेज कपिल शेलके, हु इज़ द फाउंडर ऑफ टॉक मोटर्स, अ कंपनी दैट रिसेंटली लॉन्च्ड अ मेड इन इंडिया इलेक्ट्रिक मोटरसाइकिल. वी कैच अप विथ हिम टू नो अबाउट हिज जर्नी फ्रॉम पार्टिसिपेटिंग एट द आइल ऑफ मैन टीटी टू एस्टैब्लिशिंग एन इलेक्ट्रिक टू व्हीलर ब्रांड. एंड दैट्स हाउ वी किक स्टार्टेड द सेकेंड सीजन ऑफ द बाइक वाले पॉडकास्ट. एंजॉय. Hello and welcome back to the Bike Wale Podcast. I'm your host Anuj, and today we are going to talk about Tork Motors, an electric two-wheeler brand which has developed and produced an electric motorcycle which is almost completely made and produced in India. And to tell us about the brand, we have the CEO and founder of the company himself, Mr. Kapil Shelke. Hello Kapil sir, welcome to the show.
Hey Anuj, thank you for getting me here.
So, Kapil sir, I was very excited to have you on this show, especially for the fact that you have been a part of Isle of Man TT, which is one of the globally revered and, you know, dreaded motorsport events in the world. And so, let's start off the conversation with that only. How did that happen? I mean, it's unusual for an electric two-wheeler maker to have been a part of such a motorsport event. So, how did that happen?
I am a motorcycle enthusiast to start with. I love motorcycles. I don't care about what fuel they run. So when I started, I think there was no company in 2007. So I just had an idea. I love motorcycles. I was riding motorcycles. I wanted to become a guy who tightens the wheel at F1 or MotoGP or something like that.
Yeah.
That was my passion. So I thought that was the best job. You have to do something in 1 second, and you're training for that 1 second for your whole life.
Yeah.
If you do it right, it gives you instant high, right? If you do it right or you don't do it right.
That's true.
So that was my ambition of doing something like that. So be a part of a racing team.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this when I was in college.
Yeah.
I always saw MotoGP and all these races, and I was just like, I'm fascinated, I want to go there.
Okay.
How you go there is either you become part of them or you race with them.
That's true.
So I think I always thought I'll be part of them, but race with them. But I realized that when I was in college, one simple subject, electrical subject to them, that got me ideas that electric vehicles are 96% efficient or 95%, 90% efficient, let's say.
Correct.
And auto cycle or the ICE engine cycle is 37 or less than that. At peak capacity.
Yeah.
So why are we wasting 60% of energy in heat? That was my first understanding. And I said, let's read. So I like motorcycle, I also love technology. So I think I married both and built my first prototype as a college project.
Okay.
So I said I wanted to build something as a college project.
Hmm.
I didn't want to build a small something, right?
Yeah.
I said, why not build a motorcycle? So very naive thought. But I think my friends who were with me at that time were also mad enough to say, let's build a motorcycle. So we said, yeah, let's do it. So in our company, there's a saying, with least amount of knowledge, you have the highest amount of confidence.
Correct. Right.
So, that is what we did. So, we went on to build one electric motorcycle.
Hmm.
And I think we were buying stuff from all suppliers across the world.
Okay.
Isle of Man or somebody from them also was looking at who's building electric motorcycles across the world. Because there was, in 2009, there was the first electric motorcycle race.
Yeah, category they had introduced. Yeah.
So, now, they wanted competition or competitors.
Yeah, contenders for the...
Contenders. So, the grid had to be full.
Correct.
16th grade. So, they were contacting everybody.
Across the world.
Across the world.
Okay.
And then one such email from a supplier dropped into our inbox saying, there's some race happening like this. Why don't you check it out?
Alright.
So, we checked it out and we realized, I knew Isle of Man.
Hmm.
I knew what happens there. Let's do it. Let's go. I didn't realize with least amount of knowledge, you have the highest amount of confidence. Let's do it. As a college project, it was already there. But also, one fundamental was it would have been just a piece of booklet, right?
Okay.
I would have written a thesis on it and submitted, and that's all it was in my journey. And it would be lying around somewhere.
Just for the marks, as most of us have done.
Right.
Yeah.
So, sending it to Isle of Man or racing would have given the validation. That have you really built something that is worthy?
Yeah.
So I think that was another standpoint looking at it. We said, let's go to the first ever electric motorcycle race, why not? And they also helped us out. I think the TTGP it was called. They helped us a lot.
So it was basically your college project which you took to the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, what was the bike like? I mean, what was the top speed of the bike? What components did you use which made it ready for the race?
So, we were not ready for the race.
Okay.
It was not ready for the race. It had all the Indian components for brakes and tires and wheels. And the frame was built by us, inspired by all the Italian manufacturers and their frame building techniques and Frelis frame and all.
Correct.
We still see that in our current motorcycles. So, that was my... As a mechanical engineer, I think that is what I wanted to do.
Right.
So, and then electric is a part of that vehicle, right? So, that is what we built. All the extra components came from some Indian motorcycle at that particular time. And then we just built the motorcycle. It could do 140 kilometers per hour.
Hmm.
It was faster than the current motorcycle I owned at point in time, 250cc equivalent.
Alright.
That is what the fun was.
Hmm. That's true.
We didn't have brakes while back then.
Achcha.
You didn't have to buy it, you didn't have all that. We were a prototype. But I think it was fast enough for us. But comparing to what was happening at across the world, it might be the slowest. Because our thing was we were competing with 250cc motorcycle.
Right.
It was like I want to be faster than this.
Correct. So that was the benchmark for you people.
They might be thinking across the world might be thinking 1000cc motorcycle faster than that.
Right.
So I think our glass ceiling was much lower than their glass ceiling was.
Yeah.
And so we went, we had a motorcycle by running, so let's take it. So we did all that, left our exams, final exams, also got the passport the first time, visa the first time, so did all that, shipped the motorcycle.
So this was your first international trip?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So everything for the first time. Landed in UK, from there we went to the Isle of Man. The motorcycle was shipped in a wooden crate.
Okay.
Not in what do you call it, sound box of the night.
Right.
Very solid, lightweight motorcycle box.
Correct.
Like the machine. So I was, my dad is a mechanical engineer, he has a business. So when you ship a machine, it's in a wooden crate. Right,
right, correct.
So we shipped the motorcycle in a wooden crate.
And then you finished third over there.
Yeah.
So but then you went back again later.
Absolutely. So in first year, there were two categories, open class and a lower class. The budget of that lower class was defined. You could not spend more than 60 lakh rupees.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And there are people who are spending more than that, but just for a standpoint,
yeah,
you don't spend too much. And then that's in that category we stood third. I think a lot of people realize, we didn't realize that we were third till the race was finished. We were just happy that the motorcycle came back.
Okay. So your expectations were very less already.
There were teams with 10 times, big times budget.
Right.
So I don't think we were there for winning.
So, this whole making motorcycle thing started with a passion, a hobby, you can say. But at what point did you realize that you can turn it into a company and you can have business out of it? When
I never wanted to make a startup because my father has built his business from scratch.
Okay.
I know how hard it is when you don't have, you have to build everything from scratch.
Right.
I've seen that phase, him and me struggling to make a business out of something.
Okay.
So, first 2-3 years I was just doing it for fun. I was working with best companies across the world. I was getting the best electric motors and batteries and all the tech that we're talking about today. I was doing that, say, 5-6 years ago. So, I was loving what I was doing. And so, everybody in India, I think, was mostly scooters.
That's true.
And I had nothing against scooters.
Yeah.
Motorcycles more.
Okay.
So I wanted to buy an electric motorcycle. So I had built one for myself also out of this curiosity, and I used to ride it at office.
Okay.
But I wanted something that could be ridden without hiding from police.
So this was the bike which you turned the Yamaha FZ into an electric motorcycle?
I had that. I used to ride that.
And that is there on YouTube. There are videos also?
Yeah. There
are. So.
Views on that now.
Yeah, so all my listeners can go to YouTube and check out that bike which Kapil sir was riding back then to office. Now, coming to 2016 when you had showcased your first pre-production model, which as far as I know was to gauge people's response and interest. So, what was the response like? did it, was it to your expectation? Was it more than that?
What we wanted to understand is, because everybody was asking a single question. Everybody is building a scooter which is meant for 100% market, right?
Correct.
Female and male building something for 50% of the market.
Right.
70% of the market.
Yeah.
So why do that? And I think there are a lot of questions internally also. We're a small team. So we said, are we doing the right thing? So let's gauge the internet. We had a motor, we didn't test it. So there was a lot, it was a running prototype, but from a racing standpoint, I could do 2-3 rides and come back. But it is not meant for selling a million of those.
So the long-term reliability thing wasn't not really tested.
Not tested.
Right.
It was just there. Because we were good at building motorcycles that could run. So we were good at making stuff.
Correct.
But it is not as what you could sell it to someone.
Okay.
You're my friend, I could give it to you for one day. That was...
Right.
And so I think there was a miscommunication from our standpoint that we said, we're ready. You can book one now. We should have said, book one now, get after 2 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. So then from 2016 to the proper production motorcycle came now. Why such a long gap? I mean, the R&D and testing itself took so much time, or there were other challenges also that you faced?
So we have a startup, we're raising money, we're building a team. I think... Also, we wanted to build our own technology. We are focused internally more than externally. We are not as active in raising capital, if you could say that. So, we were focused more on saying, can we build something first? Go and see if the consumers like it. Getting capital, you might get it late. Doesn't matter too much.
Correct.
But you have the product first, right?
Hmm.
So, then we started making the product. So, we said, the motor has to be like this. It has to do a certain cycle. So, and there's a lot of testing automotive going to do. And if you follow that cycle, I think it takes that amount of effort.
Right.
There are other companies who have done it faster, but they must have spent a lot of money doing that. So
Correct.
We had time, we didn't have money, so we spent time doing that. And I think, I don't think we can still improve this Kratos that we have.
Okay.
We've done all the, we can still improve this.
Okay.
As an engineer, I will never be happy with what I've built. It will always have some unknown problems and what. It can always be further
improved. Yeah, there's always scope for improvement, you're saying. That's true. Yeah. And so I'm sure the bike which you participated in Isle of Man with, that bike must have been entirely different from the Kratos.
Yeah.
But there must have been some learnings that you had there which you applied while developing Kratos as well.
Fitting the motors and the batteries on any given frame. I always had to choose between the battery pack or the motor.
Yeah.
So somebody had to take the lead and say, I am going to use this space, right?
Okay.
Or motors.
Right.
And when I was building the Kratos, I said, no, I want both to have equal space. Or I want to build a vehicle that is not limited by a certain amount of battery space at least. Because I want to go longer.
That's
always in mind.
Right.
Motors can be a bit smaller, you can actually put that. But volume is volume, right? So I put a lot of volume in the battery.
That's true.
So, from that aspect, I think we chose battery to be the center point of that whole thing. And everything else
revolve around it. The
so
development.
See, Kratos also the battery, the frame actually holds the battery back, and everything else then revolves around it.
Correct. So now that your product is ready, but looking at the Indian road conditions, the kind of weather we have, the rains, the water logging in multiple regions across India. How well do you think the Kratos will be able to cope up with that? How well? Because, you know, people, right now the perception is that electrics are less reliable as compared to conventional vehicles. So, how well do you think Kratos will tackle all those challenges?
So, I think one is design.
Okay.
So, you can tackle all these problems by design itself. Starting from design. So, we build an IP67 battery pack. Nothing comes... goes inside it, also doesn't come out of it.
Right.
So then heat will also not come out very easily. So it creates a problem, engineering problem.
Correct.
That we have to solve. I think that is what we've tried to solve. We made a large aluminium battery pack, HPDC. Not a lot of companies could fathom the benefit. And we stick to that and we said we won't do this. And then, so that is one, design.
Okay.
And there is, and then there is testing and then there is production. So testing is another aspect which will take care of your design faults. then you will understand what's happening and what you thought and what is not working. So you go back to the design board and then still come back. Third is, I think, mostly production based.
So okay.
Are you making the same vehicle throughout? So your first vehicle or your 100,000 vehicle should be in the same quality.
So in terms of reliability or let's say ruggedness, do you think there's still some improvement that can happen, or this is it?
Software improvement.
Software side. All right.
I don't think on the mechanical side we would want to change now something.
Okay.
So
okay.
We tested a lot on that aspect.
Hmm.
But on the software side, I think there's a lot of scope yet. But that's a vehicle which is OTA ready, so over the air.
Okay.
So even if you learn something tomorrow, nothing will go wrong with the people who bought early.
Okay.
So that's the good point with an electric vehicle.
Yeah, that's true. Now, talking about in a broader sense, the overall market, from 2016 to now, the market has evolved quite a bit. And there are a lot of rivals that you will have to face now in the market.
I would say friends.
That's our perception. But then, the matter of fact is, you'll have rivals to face that might impact.
Everybody in electric community wanting to sell something now is actually helping us grow the market.
Correct.
If I simply put it, everybody right now is spending money to tell you that electrics are better. Everybody has a different way of seeing it. So that is good. That does not make them rivals.
So even if someone else is making people believe that electric vehicles are already reliable and you can just go buy them, that is your benefit as well, you are saying. Yeah, correct.
Vice versa. If I put a good vehicle on road, people will say that electric vehicles have become good.
Right, correct.
So the perception towards electric vehicles.
Yeah.
And the market is big enough to accommodate, I think, more 30 startups like us.
Yeah.
Because not everybody would want a Kratos, right?
Correct.
People that I want to buy, I want to sell the Kratos to.
Yeah.
But there are billions of people, a billion people in India, right?
So that's true. Yeah.
I won't be able to cater to all of them at a given point in time. So I think there is a need for other smaller. So it has become electric vehicles will decentralize the centralization.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And that is a good for a customer. And now you'll have to choose between. The bad point is you'll have to choose between 30 brands between, or earlier you were thinking about 6 brands.
Yeah.
So the choice is zyada hai, to
confusion hoga. Yeah.
But you'll have to read more. I think
correct research.
You guys are doing a great job telling them what to buy.
Thank you so much. And now lately, sales of electric two-wheelers have increased drastically. So, where do you see your sales figures to be in the coming days?
Using a factory, a micro factory.
Okay.
A micro factory, you can call it.
Okay.
Micro factory. So, by factory out of box is what the right word is. So, I can build a factory in less than 3 months if I have to expand.
Okay.
That is the concept that we're building on.
Right.
So, a micro factory basically is you want a new line, it is already a shed, you can put everything inside. And then, but you've defined all the processes.
Right.
Your lines and your motor line and battery line and vehicle.
Correct.
That you have already defined. Now, if I have to, so current line that we have, current factory that we are building is tuned for 40,000 vehicles a year.
Annual, okay. Annual. Yeah.
I can do more, less depending on how we want to stretch it, or we might add some more lines on that.
All right.
But if I need another 100,000 vehicles, I have learned a lot from the first factory. I might that implement that not in Pune but some other place that I can set up. There might be more subsidies, governments, PLIs and all. There's a lot that the government is doing to bring electric vehicles to the market. So we can benefit from that.
Yeah.
So we can build either 2 or 10 depending on how we grow. So it's a very agile method of building something.
Right.
That we're trying to do.
So the expansion won't be a problem if you ever want to in the future.
We can set up a new factory in less than 6 months.
Okay.
So I think that's not a issue. If you have to build a 500,000 car factory, then it will take more time. But if you build 100,000, I think it will take less time. It's quicker, it's agile, it's cost effective. The quality is the aspect that we'll have to look at. Because once you set a process in the factory, then you set in your factory that might change the
quality. The quality control.
So we have
put
a lot of Industry 4.0 in the current factories that we have. So a lot of OKI. So you can't put any screw anywhere unless and until the computer tells you.
Right, correct.
So that I think we're putting a lot of energy on right now.
All right.
Coming back to your question, 40,000 for this year, I think, or we're building a factory.
Huh.
sales will come when we expand to other cities.
Okay.
So Pune only has a limited market, right?
Yeah.
About 80,000 motorcycles in this country is sold.
Correct.
I have 120,000 motorcycles in this country. So I won't take 100% market for sure. I want to.
Yeah.
But that's hypothetically possible.
No, you have to be realistic, yeah, right? Yeah. Any tentative figure you have in your mind, sales in terms of?
So we want to get the factory to its optimum as soon as possible.
Okay.
The first 10 cities that we enter, we might enter are 50% of our market that we ever want to enter. So if you have to enter 100 cities, only 7-8 cities will have the most number of vehicles sold.
Okay.
So 80-20 rule. 20% of my cities will bring 80% of my revenue or sales.
Okay.
20% of cities I want to enter the fastest.
These are metro cities?
Yeah, metro cities.
Okay.
Because I think metros may, or tier 2 cities also, like Nashik and Nagpur. Those are also good cities too.
Yeah.
And when will the deliveries begin for customers? So
customers have waited for long and booked money 3 years prior.
Yeah.
Given me checks.
Correct.
Those will get deliveries in April. So near and dear ones, I call them. Or,
and this will obviously happen in phased manner, right?
Yeah. So Pune first, then Bangalore, then Hyderabad, then Chennai.
Okay. And you're saying your presence will be mostly in metro cities, only the dealerships. What dealership model are you planning? So, I mean,
first two cities we're trying to do a company on company operated.
Okay.
And then we will open up the dealership. So once our processes are set, then we will expand.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of sales process, channel flow, how the service will happen. What the customer, the app, so they call on the app.
So correct.
We have to set up a complete sales flow.
Right.
And service flow.
Correct.
We already set up, but I think I have to take, as I said, testing is important.
So that's true.
Here is also. So we'll test in these two cities, optimize
okay.
in the next cities.
Right. So now last question. Electrics are mainly associated with convenience, and convenience means people mainly consider scooters. So are we going to see any scooter from Tork Motors in the future?
It took us too long to get to this point.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think we'll focus on the Creta's and the Creta's R for some time.
Okay.
Whenever we build a scooter,
yeah,
I think the thesis is going to be we'll take the purest ideology and say what the scooter has to be.
Correct.
And then build it. Not that somebody else is building and we build a scooter like him. I don't want to do that. I think it should solve a problem for the consumer first.
Okay.
So it might be price point, it might be range, it might be. And there are so many scooters now, we'll have a lot of data.
That's true, yeah.
From all these manufacturers. So I think that taking into account, whenever we build a scooter, the good part is we have all the necessary equipment, right?
Correct, yeah.
Motors, batteries and controllers. So frame or design.
And by the time you develop an electric scooter, you'll already have a lot of inputs from other brands also, who have been selling for some time.
Vehicles also.
Yeah, Kratos also. So, alright. Thank you so much. Thank you for opening up so much with us. And we really hope that this turns out well in the future for you and the Kratos sales reach as much as you have wanted them to be. And thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Anuj. Thanks. Lovely talking to you. Ride the motorcycle and let us know.
Sure, sure, sure thing. And the review of the motorcycle, you can read it on Bikewale website. And we'll see you next week.
So that was Mr. Kapil Shelge, the CEO and founder of Tork Motors. I hope you like the podcast. If you have any suggestions, do write in to us at podcast@bikewale.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm your host Anuj, signing off.